Okay, good morning to everybody. So continuing on our discussion of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yedaled, yesterday we talked about the additional need for Hevum Mesunim Badin and Dinei Nefashos, now the Rambam adds a further qualification, but in his own signon very much. Right, the Lishka Sagazis, as we call it, Shenemar B'Zaken Mamri. The context here, I think, is very critical. Zaken Mamre is all about preventing a schism in Klal Yisrael. You have somebody who's, a big Talmud Chacham, but has gone off the rails in terms of appreciating the need for a system and a structure, etc. And so it's not an accident that this pasuk comes up in that context. To be done Dinei Nefashos requires the same system and the same structure. Levilti Shmuel Kohen, Vipiyah Shmuel Lamdu, Shemizman Sheyesh Kohen Makriv, Algami Mizbeach, Yesh Dinei Nefashos, Vushay Abezdan HaGadol, Bimkomo. So it's not enough for the Beis HaMikdash to be Kayim, but as we know, the Sanhedrin has to be Yoshev in the Lishkas HaGazis. The Gemara of Bodhazara and Dav Ches tells us that Arbaim Shanad Shalokharav Habayas, Galsa Sanhedrin, Vyashvala Bechanus, it was Nefishi Rotskin, they couldn't manage the cases anymore. It's actually interesting. Tosas and Ksuvis, Daf Lamed, points out that the Gemara there makes it sound like they were done eating the fashos until the bias was basically actually destroyed. So Tosas is Miyashev that actually they would occasionally return to Lishka Sagazis for purposes of Dinei Nefashos. The Radvaz has an interesting diuk here, which I thought I would mention. The Gemara actually uses the language of the beginning of the pasuk. Sometimes the Rambam does this. Uvasa l'kohanim alevim v'la shofet asher yeh bayamim ahim. The Rambam quotes the end of the pasuk, levilti shemo ala kohen ala shofet, and he speculates ikal meimar mishum dechsiv bei umeis ha'ishahu v'yalfinu minei l'chol misa uzbezden. He likes the end of the pasuk that brings it even closer to the misa's best. So an interesting diuk and an interesting theory. I just wanted to develop the idea. This idea, I apologize if you've heard it from me on different occasions, but I believe in it ever so strongly. The idea, really, which is deeply connected to this week's parasha, Ki Mishpat L'Elokim Hu, that there's a Hashras Hashchina that begins with the Beis HaMikdash. That's the place, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham, and it's really channeled through the Beis Din HaGadol. To be done Dinei Nefashos is really Kamishpat L'Elokim Hu, it's to do God's work. The Ramban writes in this week's parashah, Alkein Biram, Lasos Mishpat Bein Yitzurav, Harei Ma'altem Mishlichuso, a person who doesn't, a dayan who doesn't carry out justice for whatever reason, they're afraid of somebody, is Moel in Melechas Hashem. Really, it's only God can bring justice. Ein dayan yachid yala echad. The reason that the Sanhedrin sit in the place of the Shekhinah is because they conduct the Shekhinah outwards, right? That it radiates outwards from there. They're the human repositories, the human ambassadors of that Shekhinah, Elohim Nitzav Batasel, Bekerav Elohim Yishbot. If they're no longer there, even if they're just as smart, right, even if the Beis HaMikdash is standing, they can't be done Dinei Nefashos because they can only do that by virtue. It is playing God, so to speak, but God wants you to play God if you're channeling out the Shekhinah. And I think that's the whole idea of this drasha of the Kohen Makriv al Gabi Mizbeach, right, yesh shofet, and if not, no, meaning that it's all about the Hashras HaShekhinah, when the Kohen is there and the Avoda is there and all of the it's a simon. It's not a siba. It's a simon. The Kohen Makriv al Gabi Mizbeach is a simon that there's Hashras HaShekhinah in that location. That's what gives them the right to, channel out, Misas Bezdin. Otherwise, it's the province of God to take the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Meimis and Mechaya. Human beings can't. And again, even within that framework, everything we said yesterday Rambam is still true. If it's happening more than every blue moon, then it's Bezdin Chavlanis. Okay. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. Look forward to continuing from here.